So I came across the story of Sharon Nakhshoni in a book, and thereafter found the video on YouTube. And obviously the story itself is fascinating about his actual accident. And what struck me the most is when he had his near-death experience. And as he explains, he was in a room in Shamayim and having a screen, you know, to the best terms that we can understand, there was a screen, a very vivid movie playing of his whole life, of every single minute detail, obviously of actual maasim, actual actions, but also even of one's thoughts. When I internalized that a little bit, it gave me quite a petrifying feeling, quite a year feeling of Yira, just to realize that every little bit there's going to be an accounting in Shamayim. And it's quite a scary thing. And I believe that at that moment, I went to Daven Mincha thereafter, and I just had such clarity about the world, about all the sheker and all the emes, and only to do the right thing, because it's so clear. You know, can you imagine what it would be like to publicly have this massive TV screen with the whole country watching, all your friends, all your teachers, all your family, all your rabbis, everyone watching this recording of all the minute transgressions that one's done, every time one thought a bad thought about someone else. So if one did something, can you imagine the embarrassment? Everything that one does behind closed doors, just completely open. It's petrifying, that feeling. And I just felt like, you know, I never want to do an Avera again. And I was just so, so inspired at that moment. And then I appreciated that we have this amazing thing called Teshuvah. What's called Teshuvah, we're so privileged that we have this ability to turn, as the Gemara says, somebody who does tshuva properly from Ahava, like, you know, and doesn't have to be this 20-day fast. It just has to be a moment of sincerity. Hashem, I'm really sorry. I'm thinking about what I'm doing, and I'm sorry about things this way. And even if I know I'm going to repeat it tomorrow, I don't know how to do it differently. Please help me. But I'm thinking about it. And once one does tshuva, as we know, the Gemara says that not only do those averas get erased from the video, but those averas actually turn to mitzvahs, and the video will be a different video. We'll see mitzvahs being done in place of those averas on that video that's going to be shown to everybody in Shamayim in a very vivid, vivid way. So I just appreciated that moment, and I recalled, you know, the famous idea that when one has this das, this understanding, then one's able to obviously do things right. But it's just the challenge is remaining in that place of absolute clarity, of understanding that, you know, I kind of want to have this picture painted before me the whole time. It feels like this picture that of this video that's going to be played in Shamayim. It's just that I don't. But if I'm trying, you know, if one is able to find a way to constantly have that image, you know, it doesn't have to be in a negative way. It can be, obviously, there is an element of Yira. As we know, of course, there's an element of Yira in serving Hashem, but it can come to a place of Ava, completely realizing everything I do should be only out of love completely for Hashem, but only to serve Hashem, because, you know, sometimes we do need that other side of it. And anyway, what I wanted to add was that just perhaps a pshat, and that is that the Mishnah let me start with the Gemara. The Gemara says that one of the brochas that one of the great, great rabbis gave to his Talmidim, that halavai, your fear of Shamayim should be as much as fear of people. Because, you know, and the Talmidim says, what? Only to that extent. And he said, yeah, well, halavai, because we really fear what other people think of us. You know, in when we do something really embarrassing, we really don't want that publicized all over the news, etc. And that was his brocha. And I just thought perhaps that's the pshat that we can relate to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which says, look at three things and you won't come to sin. On a simple level, it says, an eye sees, an ear hears, and all, an eye sees, an ear hears, and all your deeds are written down. And the simple pshat is Hashem, obviously, His eye sees, and Hashem's ear hears, and all our things are written down, so nothing's forgotten. I feel like perhaps a little bit of a new understanding, even if it's a simple point. But the concept of Hashem is a very difficult concept to grasp because we don't see Hashem. Most of us don't hear Hashem in a loud voice, that speaks to us with an actual voice that we're familiar with. And the concept is an intangible concept, and it's very difficult to relate to. And obviously, that's what Emunah is, etc. But sometimes with Yiras Shamayim, just like the great sage in the Gemara gave the bracha to his Talmidim, we have to relate to it more in a way of people, in a way of what we can relate to. And therefore, perhaps I thought the pshat in the Mishnah is exactly this, is think of the video, is Ayin Roya, because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if you think of three things, you won't come to do an Avera. What are the three things? Ayin Roya. An eye sees. Remember that every eye, think of a friend, whatever it may be, someone you respect, someone you'd really be embarrassed of, his eye is going to see, his or her eye is going to watch that video in time to come. And they're going to see every detail of what I did, of what I thought, of everything. And oizen shamat, and the ear hears. They're going to hear everything I said, every detail. And the whole ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim, every little minute detail is written down in the book for everyone to see, everyone to hear. I'm just, perhaps the pshat in the Mishnah, like I say, one can relate it, or upshat, related to people, to relate to though the people are going to see the video. I think when one is in this boat, in this space of understanding what's, this video is coming and realizing what the consequences are. I had a tremendous awakening when I watched this, another one of these NDEs. Obviously, it doesn't interest me the exact ins and outs and details and whether it's authentic or not. But at the end of the day, we know these things are real. And if someone wants to prove it, it's very easy because there's many examples already in the Gemara and in the Zohar of these things happening. And it's, so just like many areas of science, that now science is discovering the truth of the Torah. The Torah's already got to the truth many years ago. And we obviously go by the Torah and the Emunah of the Torah. We don't need the proofs. It's just nice to have, it's sometimes meaningful to have it from someone alive in our circles who's had experiences like this. As we know, we've seen others also like this, and it's just powerful, it really hits home, as in, like, this is real, this is going to happen. We know we may have one more day, one more year, 10 more years, not more than 120 more years, and then that video is coming. So we really have to stop and realize, it's forever. The next moment is forever. How can I lose the next moment? How can I think a bad thought about someone else? Why would I care about my ego? Why would I care about what this guy did to me? Whatever it may be. It's so, but like I say, just to remain in that space.